people here on that subject last week. Apparently not today. Okay, item 201.
Request of David Red Thunder to address council regarding pending propane terminal.
Good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
My name is David Douglas Red Thunder. I'm an American Indian, member of the Sistan-Wapton Sioux tribe, a resident of Hayden Island. I live directly across from North Portland Harbor, proposed location of the Pembina Propane Terminal at Ports Terminal 6. West Hayden Island is my sanctuary, a place of worship where spirits teach me their righteous ways for my journey through this life. My brothers and sisters of the Yakima and Grand Round Federation share these traditions with me. And for us, the Columbia River's conditions surrounding this entire area support us spiritually, communally, and physically through our ancient fishing practices, all protected by U.S. treaty. We are very concerned about the likely impact of the siting of this propane facility will have on our shared life, giving air, land, and water, and all these creatures that live here. Recently, I have valid information and research findings by the local and national scientists that this Pembina propane terminal will be built near a known and active earthquake fissures and fault lines. In the event of an earthquake and aftershocks of 6.0 and above, and we are due for the big one, these studies from noted geologists show sand base on which these massive holding tanks transfer pipes. The marine terminal are built will be dramatically affected by liquefaction. Thus, all substantial port for these terminal infrastructure will be gone, and this massive facility will collapse. Other scientist studies show a massive boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion, BLEVE, will result from this collapse, and its likely 2-mile-wide blast zone will totally destroy all life on our natural sanctuary of West Hayden Island, and much of the life in the contiguous Columbia River, Smith and Bybee Lakes, and further. As for the built environment, T6 will be gone, T5, and T4, Rivergate gone, ships in the port gone, 43-foot channel gone, and all of the hundreds of jobs associated with these will be gone. Plus, the resultant plume of superheated gases from this chemical debris from this blast will travel by wind drifts for several more miles in several different directions. These, along with 6-mile radius of shrapnel, will seriously damage other built natural assets in Hayden Island. North Portland and downtown Vancouver likely setting off more explosions and fire. Before this very ill-conceived idea is cited as a ticking propane time bomb in the middle of a fault and fissure-riddled land. Don't blow this decision, you leaders of our whole city. Don't blow us up and destroy all we know. We will be one of the Pembina's first victims. My remains never found. Please remember me, David Douglas Red Thunder. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, let's move on to...